Welcome back to Sports Report, our regular review of the sporting scene around Todmorden, compiled for us by Andrew Colomossi. And this time we start with cricket and sad news from Halifax League side Bridgehome, whose picturesque ground has once again been devastated by flooding. The club's Eastwood home has fallen victim to flooding several times since the turn of the century, but Storm Ciara left the whole area in what groundsman Keith Hudson described as an awful state and the biggest flood in the club's history. The club has a reputation for fighting back against the odds, but it will be a while before their award-winning ground is back in business again, not least because of the costs involved in its restoration. As groundsman Keith Hudson said, "God knows how much it's going to cost." When the ground was last flooded in 2015, repair costs were £20,000, but Hudson estimates it could cost five times as much this time. Hudson, who lives alongside the ground and has been groundsman for 35 years, has been told the club will receive some funding from Sports England, the England Cricket Board and the Yorkshire Cricket Board, but whether that covers the entire costs remains to be seen. Now to table tennis, and another good month for Todmorden's Megan Shackleton in her build-up to the Paralympics later this year. First, Megan competed in the Polish Para Open, where she teamed up with Sue Gilroy to claim the bronze in the women's Class 2-5 team event. They lost their opening group match to the top seeds, a Korean-Israeli pair, but progressed to the semi-finals after a victory over the Japanese-French combination of Yukimimi Chada and Florence Gossio-Serro. Then they lost out to the Italians, Michaela Brunelli and Carlotta Ragazzini, and had to settle for a bronze medal. Megan then moved on to the England Senior National Championships in Nottingham, where she beat her teammate Gilroy and Romaine Simon in the group round. She then faced Dan Bullen in his first match on a show court in the semi-final and lost out in four closed sets. And now to our runners. And after all the bad weather we have had here, why not start with news of two Todmorden Harriers in the La Palma Half Marathon in the Canaries. Richard Butterwick took part in the men's race on the spectacular mountain course and finished in a credible 13th place overall. And Myra Wells fared even better, finishing an excellent second in the Veteran Masters category in the 10k road race. Meanwhile, back home, Andy Worcester became the first Todmorden Harrier to win the West Yorkshire Winter League title after his fourth victory in the five-race series. Teammate Dave Gardiner finished a credible second in the Veteran 50 event, while Stuart Wolstenholme, Katie Samuelson and Darren Gilman celebrated competing in all five series races. And finally, back to cricket and news of the early fixtures from our Lancashire League teams. Wolston opened their campaign at Darwin before coming home to face Cone and then travelling to Crompton. Then they return home for their first derby clash of the campaign against neighbours Todmorden. Bizarrely, that will be Todd's first away match of the season after opening their campaign with three successive home games against Middleton, Clitheroe and Ramsbottom. Let's just hope the weather is half decent. Todd later faced a run of three successive games away in July before returning home for the second derby clash with Walsden at the end of the month. Now, if anyone can make sense of that, please let us know.